When Nancy hadn't come to the door after several minutes, Kat looked at her watch to make sure she had the right time. It showed it was straight up 3 in the afternoon, the exact time they were supposed to meet. One of the things that made Nancy such a good editor was her attention to detail. If she told Kat she was going to call her at a certain time, the phone always rang on the given minute. Not being home at the agreed-upon time was totally unlike Nancy. Kat hadn't talked to her since they'd made the appointment a few days earlier, and she wondered if Nancy was sick. She tried the door, and it easily opened. Jazz walked into the house a few steps in front of Kat. "Nancy?" she called out. "Anyone home?" No one answered. Kat had been to Nancy's home many times, and they'd always met in Nancy's office. Maybe she's in her office and is so totally caught up in editing and concentrating so hard, she didn't hear me, Kat thought. "Nancy, it's Kat. Are you here?" Again, there was no response, only total silence. She walked down the hall towards the office with Jazz at her side. As they entered the office, Jazz began barking furiously, which was completely unusual for her.
"Jazz, no! Stop barking!"
The bark became a low whine, and she sat down.
"Jazz, come here," Kat said.
But Jazz stayed where she was, as if rooted to the spot. Kat walked over to where Jazz was sitting, and she saw Nancy, sprawled on the floor in front of a bookcase with what looked like a bullet hole in her chest, and blood pooled around her body. Kat stood there for several seconds, refusing to believe what her eyes were seeing. Jazz whined again, startling Kat out of her reverie and forcing her to react to the scene in front of her.
"Jazz, come!"
she screamed as she ran out of the house and got in her car, trying to put the vision of Nancy out of her mind. She panicked, not knowing what to do next. After a moment, she reached in her purse to get her phone and call 911. When she opened it, she saw Blaine's business card. Without thinking, she pressed in his numbers on her phone. Her call was answered immediately by him.
"Hi, Kat. I'm glad you called. I was going to call you later."
"Blaine, she's dead!"
Kat stuttered, her voice shaking with emotion.